A couple weeks ago, a corrections officer from the state prison in Dannemora was talking to some other officers. He says they did not think coronavirus was going to be that big a deal.
I'm like, you know, at least we should be prepared just in case something like this happens. And a few weeks later, here we are.
That is not his real voice. He didn't want to be identified, so we're going to call him Officer Smith. The prison in Dannemora where he works now has one confirmed case and another probable case of coronavirus. So I ask Smith, just how ready are they for a potential outbreak?
I don't think they're prepared at all. You have to keep in mind that a lot of these major max facilities have, you know, 3,000 inmates in them. So if an outbreak occurred, there's no way that we could isolate every single inmate.
And what happens if some get really sick? We know that many inmates are elderly or have underlying health conditions. The closest hospital in Plattsburgh has just 300 beds and only 14 in the ICU. An outbreak in just one of the North Country's prisons could overwhelm the healthcare system. The inmate who tested positive at Dannemora, Smith says he was eating and hanging out with other inmates for 2 weeks. NCPR could not verify that independently, but Smith says he's worried a lot more inmates and staff may have been exposed. He describes the lack of social distancing in Dannemora's prison recreation yard.
When they're outside, there's anywhere between 350 to 400 inmates, sometimes more, and same thing with the mess halls. So, I mean, there's really not a way to social distance yourself from inmates.
James Weldon describes a similar situation in the federal prison in Raybrook in Essex County. Weldon is a corrections officer and union official. He says despite efforts to create some social distance between inmates, it just hasn't worked.
We've tried it by limiting inmate movement to certain areas, but other areas we allow inmates from different housing units to intermingle together while they're in that area.
A staff member at FCI Raybrook tested positive for coronavirus last week. Weldon says he's frustrated by how little he and others at the prison are hearing from federal and state officials.
Communication from the top down is severely lacking.
Weldon says he does feel like Raybrook is better prepared now when it comes to personal protective equipment, things like gloves and masks, but he thinks the facility is still vulnerable. State and federal officials say they have taken steps to reduce the risk, canceling all family visits to prisons in the North Country and throughout New York. The State Department of Corrections did not respond to NCPR's interview request, but Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul spoke with NCPR last week.
We're very concerned about our prison personnel, the guards and other people work there, about their possible exposure. So I assure you that our State Department of Corrections is all over this.
State officials have acknowledged that inmates are still being transferred between facilities. While that is happening less now, we know that at least one inmate was transferred to Dannemora just last week. Essential staff also continue to go in and out of these facilities every day. This when we know coronavirus is spreading in communities in the North Country. Here's Lieutenant Governor Hochul again.
It's a challenge, you know, just there and everywhere else. It's a tremendous challenge to try and protect this population, but we have people thinking about this, working on this nonstop.
Meanwhile, thousands of inmates are waking up every day in these North Country prisons. Every day, essential staff are reporting to work. People like Smith, the corrections officer who works in Dannemora. He says it's a scary time. He says he wants to wear a mask to work now, but so far the state is not allowing that.
You know, a lot of us essential workers, you know, a lot of us have children and, you know, elderly parents, you know, so putting them at risk if we have to be around them, but we're trying not to be around them. So we're not seeing our family because we're essential. You know what I mean? It's part of the job, of course. I guess sucks for the circumstances.
Statewide, more than 100 corrections workers and more than a dozen inmates have tested positive for the coronavirus. With a severe lack of testing, though, health officials continue to say the reported number of cases is likely being undercounted. In Plattsburgh, I'm Emily Russell.